Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Donald Archibald.
You got it.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the next November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably 50-50, or will not?
Definitely you will.
Okay, thank you. And just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age, sir?
72.
72, okay.
72 or 73, down. Somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. We'll do that one. All right, sir, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
No. I don't answer that question on anything. I think it's
okay,
racist,
no problem,
and
sir.
Stupid.
We'll move to the question, okay? Okay. All right, and the reason we do it is because we do the service by quarters, you know, all races. And once we're done with one quarter, we're done with that quarter, you know. That's what we ask. But no problem.
I'm an American.
To the next question. Okay, we'll do that. All right, sir, and please write me your level of motivation for voting in the next in next year's presidential election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote next year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. You can use any number from 0 to 10. All right. All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Yeah, probably Republican more than anything.
Okay, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Right now, probably a strong Republican.
Okay. We'll go strong Republican. All right, so I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking. Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, sir, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's election? You can pick two of those to be the most important to you, okay? The first one will be protecting abortion and reproductive rights. The next one is immigration and border security, criminal justice reform and stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools education, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy. And the last one would be lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Border problems would be the number one. Immigration,
okay.
Yeah. Second, probably
I can read them back to you if you want. If you can,
would you please?
Remember. Okay, the first one. The other one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Criminal justice reform that stops racial
profiling.
Criminal
justice
and
reform.
Okay, that one. All right. We'll go with that one. All right, sir. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse. Okay. All right, sir, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Personally, I think they're getting better, but that's just me.
Yes, that we want to know your opinion, sir. That's what we're asking.
I think they're getting better.
Okay, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Never.
Okay, not at all. All right, sir, and how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
Never.
Very often, often, never.
No.
Okay, so not at all. All right, so and how concerned are you about the rights or, you know, or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned, so concerned?
Depends
not very
on
concerned?
Which freedom you're talking about.
I guess you just say talking in general, freedoms being taken away.
As long as they're constitutional freedoms, yes.
Would you say you're very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Like I say, the way you've got to think, the way you've got the question phrased, I don't agree with the way you're asking it, because there's a difference between constitutional freedoms and perceived freedoms.
Well, this, like I say, this is a political service, so they're more likely talking about that kind of freedom, you know, the constitutional.
Well, constitutional, yeah, I think they're very important.
So you're very concerned or just somewhat concerned about that?
Yeah, very concerned.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know, okay?
No problem.
The first one will be Cornel West.
I don't remember. Think I've heard the name.
Okay, so never heard. Okay, the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
Probably 75% favorable.
Okay, 75. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Run that by me again.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Leadership Council. I'm not sure I know what that is.
Okay, we'll go with, okay, never heard of it. Okay, all right, sir. The Republican
Well, you
Party.
Know, I think I probably have. So probably about 50%, probably neutral on that one.
Okay, we do 50. All right, what about the Republican Party?
Right now, probably in the 85-90% range.
So which one, 80 or 90?
And go 85.
85, okay. All right, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Probably 60.
50 or 60?
60.
Okay, gotcha. Black Lives Matter?
0.
0. Joe Biden?
0.
And Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, don't know that much about him, but probably maybe 75.
75, okay. Thank you. Right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. How about saying, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's such a thing.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. Please, for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? The first one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, America is on the path to another civil war.
Hmm, that's an interesting question. Neutral.
Okay, I have somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. All right, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, American democracy is under major threat now.
Agree.
Strongly or okay?
Strongly.
Right, gay marriage should be a legally protective right in this country.
No.
Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I agree totally.
So that would strongly disagree or agree? That should be legally.
Oh, strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly disagree. Okay, your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America.
Not mine. No.
Okay, that'd be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, yeah, the other one said the government should do more to lessen racial, you know, inequality in society.
Disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority, you know, students on college campuses and in employment? Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Strongly opposed. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people, you know, have made. Please tell me which you agree more, you know. The statement A say parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs and to limit the books our children libraries can carry. Statement B says our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both, you know, limit children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ plus. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Strongly agree statement A, somewhat agree statement A, somewhat agree statement B, or strongly agree on statement B?
Could I get you to give me the A's again?
Okay, the A say parents should have, you know, a direct say on the education, you know, their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry.
Yeah, strongly on A.
Okay, strongly on A. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please use each using scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined and under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all, that being threatened or undermined at all. Okay, you can use any number.
Okay.
Immigration to this country from 0 to 10. How undermined it's been?
How undermined has it been? 10.
Well, you know, okay. All right, police that, you know, treat everyone, police that treat everyone the same. The thing is, do not agree, it's been, you know, threatened or undermined at all. That's 0. And then 10 means, you know, you believe strongly there's been threatened or undermined.
The way they treat people or the way they're allowed to do their jobs?
Well, do you think police that treat everyone the same?
Yes.
You think that being, okay, so...
I think for the vast majority, yes.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay, freedom to protest, you know, the police or the government?
Okay, one more time.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
Freedom to protest?
Yes.
Protest. Maybe a 4.
A 4, okay. What about the right to bear arms?
10.
10? All right. Equal economic opportunities for all.
Opportunities, 10.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
You're not asking if citizens have a right to vote.
Well, this is just everybody.
You're saying everybody. And to me, that means you're going to take legals, illegals.
No. This
felons.
Is for, you know, I think they're talking about American citizens, whoever can vote, you know.
Yeah.
Ensure
American
citizens,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Has a right to vote, yes.
Okay. One number would
you As long as they can prove who they are.
Okay. What number would you say with that one?
Oh, let's go with an 8.
8. Okay. What about a commitment to Christian ideals?
A 10.
A 10? Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made, you know, on how we can make improvements to this country, to the country. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all. Okay, you can use any number.
Okay.
Okay, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack, you know, in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While, you know, your own rights may be, you know, a risk, they're not a risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and we don't stand up, you know, now. We eventually, all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much will you agree on that one?
2.
2, okay. All right, and the other one says every child in America should have, you know, should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case in many lower-income minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can have access to affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that, you know, that feel left behind. Would you say
7.
That, do not, about 7 on that one? Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir. All right. All right, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number.
Okay.
What number was that?
Oh, then I'm extreme of 10.
Okay, 10, right? Okay, gotcha. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, okay, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. What was the last year of school that you completed?
2 years of college. Associate degree.
To be some college?
Yes.
Some college, right, okay. All right. And are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No
children. Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Maybe twice a month, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Weekly.
Okay, every week, okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess kind of suburban, I think.
Suburban, okay. All right, sir, and the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes
no.
or no? Okay.
No.
All right, sir, this concludes our survey. Okay, got you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. I appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Which organization is doing this?
The company is called Metro Research, but this is a national opinion survey, okay?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, who is it, Reuters, or who's going to use it? Is it a candidate's or is it a news organization's?
It's a private organization, sir, and they don't give us any information. That way, we don't interfere with your you know, answers. You know, on the service.
Okay, not a. Well, that's the reason I'm asking after.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.